The Southeast Conference signed a deal with the governor last spring to take the lead in designing a new business structure and operating plan for the Marine Highway. In November, the group released the results of their Phase 1 study, which included creating a public corporation to manage the state-owned vessels and terminals. The idea hasn't been universally well received. Robert Venables oversees the steering committee tasked with the project. He defended its work in his presentation to the Sitka Chamber of Commerce.
We're not advocating to privatize the ferry system. Okay, we're not even advocating for public authority, which is responsible for all of its fundraising. So we want to be very, very clear on that, because there's been some misconceptions that if somehow you partner with the private sector, either on board or on, you know, on shore side with your assets that you have, that somehow you're privatizing it and you're doing away with the state's participation.
Among the early opponents of the plan is Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who believes the new corporate structure would give Rail Belt legislators just the excuse they need to cut Marine Highway funding even further. Venables told the Sitka Chamber that a corporate board with expertise in marine transportation would likely look for ways to grow revenues. He also thinks that consistent leadership outside of the political arena would benefit the system.
Well, we do see the advantages of becoming a more nimble management that has a little more arm's length to the political influence that occurs on a day-to-day, month-to-month, every year, as you have the elections and the whole process there.
The Southeast Conference will hold a mid-session summit in Juneau, the second week of March. Marine Highway reform is at the top of the agenda.
Our goal is to make a clear case for whether this public corporation should come together, what that business and strategic operating plan would look like, and then what the path would be legislatively to make that happen.
Among them, Juneau Senator Dennis Egan and Representative Sam Keto and Justin Parrish. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.